Thank God, I know we have been enjoying God since we came here. I know we have been enjoying God every day of our life, 24 hours, 7 days, because God has saved us, and he has saved us for good things. So the topic of my ministration this afternoon is just like an admonition, an encouragement to us, honoring the presence of God. You see, the Spirit of God is one. See everything that we've been doing. And we just came back yesterday from the district conference. You know, I was so baffled when I got there, and it's the same thing. Presence in us, presence with us, and his presence with others. So that shows that it is God that laid this in my heart. So honoring the presence of God. Thank God we have really honored the presence of God this morning. We worship him. Because he is worthy of our praise. To him be all the glory. I'm so sorry. I may be singing whichever way God is, you know, leading me this afternoon. Our God is wonderful. He's worthy of our praise. Our text is Revelation chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. NLT. Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, our sovereign God, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down and worship the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives. 11. Forever and ever, and they lay their crowns before the throne and say, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and they exist because you created what you please. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, we have to give honor and glory to God. God is taking us from one level of understanding, of revelation, of knowledge and wisdom to another level. Few years back, you know, when we sing, you know, as God is bringing us to one, you know, to understand much more about what it means that he is our God. And I want us to understand his presence is always in us, because we have surrendered everything to him. And wherever the name of our God is being called, his presence is there. So we used to sing a song that, you know, that we are inviting the presence of God. You know, when we come together, maybe we are doing prayer, worship prayer. The presence of God is already here. He's here 24 hours, 7 days. So why are we inviting him again? Because he's already with us. And wherever we go, he is with us. Because he said he will never leave us, he will never forsake us. When he sent Moses to go to the Israelites, to go and face Pharaoh, he said his presence, because Moses was thinking of his own physical condition, saying, God, what will I tell? What if I get in front of Pharaoh? How will I say something? What will I tell him? But God told him, go, and my presence shall go with you. The same way, the presence of God is already in our lives. So we have to recognize it, acknowledge it, accept it, and live with it. So now, what the dictionary meaning of honor, when we say honor, what do we mean? You know, like, I know we are all learned. We have been to school. We know what it is. What does honor, what do we refer to as honor? When we say we honor we are honoring somebody. So honor means high respect or esteem. You know, when we esteem somebody, when we esteem each other as brethren, when you esteem your husband, when you esteem the grandmas, the children, they esteem, they respect them. They are happy, oh, grandma, grandpa. You know, we went for, thank God, some of our pastors, we have been ordained yesterday. If you see some of the grandchildren, they are so happy. Oh, see, grandpa, his grandma. They are so happy. They are filled with joy. They are respecting them. They went there to hug them and all that. They are showing, they are esteeming them. They are showing great respect for them. So now, also, honor can be referred to as regard. We regard somebody with great respect. We give an awe, like we read in that revelation, that God is worthy, our God is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you, he created everything as he pleases. We are the only creature that God created in his image. That means he pleases him to create us in his image. And he loves us. We are the apple of his eyes. In him, the Bible says in the book of Acts, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. So we have to know that we have to honor the presence of God in our lives, anywhere we go. So what is the biblical meaning of honor? It's just an internal attitude of respect, courtesy, and reference. To honor someone is to value him highly or bestow value upon him. So now, what does the Bible say about honor? At least we are taking our Bible all over. What is the Bible? What does the Bible tell us about honor? The Bible encourages us to honor the Lord. As we read in our text, he encourages us to honor God, to give him reference. For he alone is worthy of our highest honor. God is worthy of our highest honor. If not for God, we will not be sitting down here this morning. He's the one that gave us the breath of life. When we go to bed, like we slept last night, including me, we slept so soundly. It was so cold. I wrapped myself up with comforter because it was cold. And thank God, God made us through that night. He woke us up this morning. We are all sitting down looking cute and beautiful because we are the image of God. We are beautifully and wonderfully made in his image. That alone should make us to say, God, I honor you. Because we didn't bring ourselves here. He's the one that made us to walk here. He's the one that drove, that gave us safe trip, and we came here this morning. So that in that instance, we should know that God loves us. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them all from them all. He delivers us. If you know how many things God is delivering us while we sleep, when we are walking, he's fighting battles on our behalf that we don't know. So that alone should make us to honor him and give him reference and say, God, I reference you. God, I give you all the awe. God, I honor you. I give you all the glory. I give you all honor because you are worthy to receive it. So esteeming God, we should make it as number one, first thing in our lives. We wake up, we should thank God. God, I thank you for this day. Daddy, I give you praise, for this is the day that you have made for me. And I will be glad and rejoice in that day. Even in our flesh, your flesh may be telling you something else. But to take your feet and say, God, I thank you because this day is the day that you have made for me. You know, as Daddy was saying, sometimes your body is so strong because the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. That is my watchword. Even if I'm sneezing and people are saying something else around me, I don't agree with them. Allergy, I don't have allergy. I have been healed. I don't have cold because Christ Jesus has taken away everything at the cross of Calvary. He nailed them to the cross. We have to say things as God said it, as God is telling us to say it. We have to say things the way the word of God says it. That song says, if God says it and we believe it, that settles it. So we have to esteem God and make him as number one in our life. Look at him that is the one that is giving us life. He's the one that gave us the job. He's the one that gave us the car. And if you don't have car, he's the one that gave us the strength to be able to walk to the bus stop and wait for the bus. And as years goes by, he will take us to the level that he will give us a car. So, you know, he's taking us from one level to another. So we should not be grumbling and say, oh, God, why is my own situation like this? There is no situation that is like that. Every situation, God knows about it. We should just appreciate him that, God, I thank you for this season in my life. I thank you because you are taking me to another realm. of your glory. So we have to honor God and esteem him in our lives. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Honor and majesty surround our God. Surround him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. You see, he said, honor and majesty surround our God. And strength and joy fill his dwelling place. So any situation, either is on the other side, or is positive or negative, we should just give glory to God. The Bible says, in all things, we should give thanks. Because God knows about that situation, because we have given our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have surrendered it all to him. And he knows everything. He knows how many hairs that is on our head. He can count. Even if it's so numerous, but he knows how many. He knows everything pertaining to our body. He knows everything about us. What we had experienced yesterday, he knew about it. What is happening now, he knows about it. And what will happen tomorrow, he knows about it. So why can't we just give him the honor and esteem him and give him the reference? Because he holds it. We hold him that honor every day. Revelation, we read it already. So for example, as a driver, you know you are sitting on the driver's seat. You put you start your car. And some car, you don't need to start them. You just press the button. And the car will start. You control that car as you drive. Do you think somebody else will control that car? Sometimes those are all of us that drives. Maybe our husband is now driving. We are sitting down on the other side. Sometimes it's as if I should grab the steering. I will be, you know, as if I'm the one driving. Because we drive and we are looking at it. Ah, why is he driving like this? Why is she driving like this? So now, what I'm saying in effect is we are controlling that car. Nobody comes there to control that car for us. We are controlling it. So also, brethren, let's allow God to be the driver of our life. Let him be the driver. Let him drive you to Costco to buy your grocery. Let him drive you to Kohl's or Macy's, as Daddy would say, to buy stuff. Let him drive you to wherever he wants to drive you to. You see, as we were on our way back from Virginia yesterday, Mommy Amajo was telling me two nights ago, we drove on one river. That river was too long. I wasn't aware of the river on our way going because it was nighttime. But on our way back, oh my goodness, this river is not coming to an end. I said, all of us, we are just looking. And it's just water on this side. Water on this side. And you will get to a place, you will go on the tunnel. You will come back and the river continues. I said, oh my goodness. So now we looked. So one of us was saying, maybe this river is connected with the Atlantic Ocean. So now, you know, when you are driving on that river, we are human. Your flesh will be looking at it. I was looking at it. I said, how is it possible? And the Bible says with God, all things are possible. But sometimes with our own human understanding, we'll just be looking at it. I said, how did they come here and build this bridge on top of this river? And they build the tunnel perfectly well. That is the hand of God. That shows, you know, I say sometimes the Bible is complete. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That knowledge, just for us that we are seeing the day, this is daylight. When it's 7 o'clock, are we going to still be seeing the daylight? It's nighttime. So how can somebody now say there is no God? With that ocean on the left and on the right side, that big ocean, and we are looking at it. That shows, that is telling us we should reference and honor God. Because he's worthy of our praise. You know, we are just talking as we on our way back yesterday. I was talking, I said sometimes because as a thinker, as a believer, we think deeply. Sometimes I think so deeply that how can God, and God will start forming a child in the womb, very tiny. And that child will start growing in this womb. Where the child, you know, our God is such an awesome, wonderful God. He's such a wonderful God. That shows us that our God is worthy of all honor, is worthy of all praise, is worthy of all adoration. And when the particular time, the set time that the baby has to come out from the womb has to come out, there is nothing that can change that time. God will bring that baby out. Even the OBGYN, sorry doctor, they will tell you and calculate for you. This is the time you will have the baby. I'm telling you, sometimes the day they give you is not the day you have the baby. Because God, our God that begins a thing, he said he's the beginning and the end. He knows the particular time that the baby will come out. Some mothers, they will just be fidgeting and say, oh, the daughter told me that I'm to have this baby on this particular. Why is the baby not coming out? Just be patient. God started that work and he brings it to fulfillment, to his glory. So that shows we should honor God, my brothers and my sisters. Let us honor God in every circumstances in our life. Let him be honored. Let him be praised. That song says, God must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in our lives every day. So let's allow God to control every phase of our lives. Let's give him. He gave us this life and he wants us to use our lives to glorify him. He wants us to use our life to showcase his glory, to showcase his power. So let's give him the all. Let's adore him. Let's honor him in every day today of our lives. Number two, let's honor our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus makes it clear that we cannot honor the Father unless we also honor the Son. John 5:23. So that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. Because Jesus Christ sent God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So God is Jesus Christ is emphasizing here that we have to honor God and we honor the Son. When we honor the Son, when we honor Jesus Christ, we are honoring God because that is his Son. That is his only begotten Son. So honoring his presence should be accompanied by appropriate attention and obedience to his word and his saying. Proverbs 4:20 and 5:1. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. That is the word of our Lord. He's telling us that we should pay attention to his word. Thank God for my brother and my sister that they came and gave us testimony to the glory of God. Brethren, we need the word in our lives. We have been emphasizing it. There is no how. The word is the weapon that we can use to fight anything that comes our way. We need the word every minute, every second of the days of our lives. Sometimes you are driving. Things may happen. If you don't have the word, if you don't have the strength that you need to face whatever is coming on, you can't be calling pastor, our daddy, when you are driving. That shows that we need the word. You may be in your place of work. Things may happen. We should just take our stand and draw that sword out and say what God says about that word. So we have to pay attention. By paying attention to the word of God, we are honoring God and we are honoring his Son. So we have to pay attention to the word of God. So honor without action is incomplete, which can refer to as a lip service. Isaiah 29:13. Because without giving action to the word, we can be hearing the word, but when it comes for us to act in line without what? To act. And we are not acting. There is no action. That means the word is not effective. We have to act on the word. And so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They are telling God that, oh, they are his children. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote. Can you put New King James Version, please? Sorry, I didn't give you that, but I'm sorry. Let me read it from here if you can get it. 1 Chronicles 16, 27. Oh, sorry, it's Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment. I don't think that is it. Isaiah 29:13. Okay. And their heart are far from me. You know that verse is, maybe I gave them the wrong. He's saying that, you know, it's like lip service. When your heart, you are saying we are children of God and we are not honoring him, it's just from the lips. It's not from our heart. That shows that it's just lip service. It's just eye service. You know, sometimes we do eye service just for people to know that, oh, maybe in our heart is something else. But we are putting on a face, a fake face that is not what is in our heart. So, but God is telling us that we have to honor him from within. It has to be from our inside. That honor, because without that, because God sees our heart. I may not know what is in our heart, but God sees my heart. God sees our heart. He's the only one that knows the intent of our heart. So now, what are the ways that we can honor the presence of God? Number one, respect and regard the spiritual leaders in the church. That's one way to honor God, the presence of God. It's not, I've mentioned it, what the Bible encourages us that we should honor God and we should honor Jesus Christ. Now, what are some of the other ways that we can honor the presence of God? Because our spiritual leaders, they are ordained and they are assigned by God to head the local churches. It's a lot of pastors that were ordained yesterday at the district conference. So the international conference, we ordain them, and they will put each of the pastors in each of the local churches. And they are representative of God. Let us read 1 Timothy 5, 17 to 18. Elders who do their work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you must not muzzle an ass to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. And in another place, those who work deserve their pay. Hebrews 13, 7. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Romans 10, 1. Romans 13, 1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authority that exists are appointed by God. So I'm going to take this in phases. Our spiritual leaders, we have to honor them. When we respect and regard them, that they are appointed and established as God's representative in the churches. We should not say, oh, you are not God. I can only listen and obey God. But God has placed them. See, thank God for all our pastors. And the whole church, I say thank you for last week. That is pastor's appreciation. Thank God for International First Care. They have a particular Sunday in the month. They appreciate the pastors. That should not be the only time. We should always respect and regard our spiritual leaders. Let's see them that, oh, this is somebody that God appointed to be, to be my spiritual leader, to be somebody that he is using to, to go and inquire of God and come and teach us in the world. So we should respect and regard them. Whatever they tell us from here in the pulpit, or we come together and they put those things together that, oh, these are the church policy and all that. Please and please let us respect and honor them that, oh, they are our spiritual leaders. These are what they have come out with, and God is the one that helped them to be able to put all those policies together. So let us always be willing and ready to respect them. Because when we do that, we are honoring God in their lives. So my brothers and my sisters, our behavior, our speech and conduct towards our leaders in the church should be with respect. We should value them because they have been chosen and ordained by the international church into the local churches to teach the word of God, to admonish us. You see, each time, as my brother and my sister gave testimony, they would say they call our senior pastor, our daddy, to share what is going on with them. That shows we are acknowledging him, that this is our spiritual leader. This is our father in the Lord. So same way as we do that, we are honoring God. So when they teach, we should listen attentively with our minds not wandering, because when our minds are wandering, we are dishonoring them, because God has prepared them to give us the word. Not at that time that we are going to be using, you will put your cell phone. I don't know why God, because it was yesterday that God was just putting all this stuff in my heart, that we will be using our cell phone. Either you are trying to check your text messages. It's not in the church. Number one, you are not honoring the spiritual leader that God is using to speak the word. Number two, you are dishonoring God, because God has placed them here to teach us the word. So please and please, when we come to church, let us turn off our cell phone and put it in the bag. A lot of people always text me in the morning on Sunday. Maybe like Sunday school teachers, they are telling me that they are running late. Do you know that I don't check it until after service? I will be apologizing. I'm so sorry. My phone, when I turn it off, is inside my bag. I don't bring it out. So please, let us honor God through this. Let's turn it off and put it aside, and then focus on what God has come to bless us with through the word that God is going to minister to us from our pastors. So let's put those, because we are dishonoring God by doing that. We are dishonoring God. So remember, honor without action, attention is incomplete. Even Paul exhorts us to give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. We can write it down, 1 Timothy 4:13, because I'm watching the time. Talking with someone beside you, when we are talking during the service, when the word is being preached and we are talking, we are dishonoring God and we are dishonoring the preacher. The spiritual leader that God is using to talk to us. Why can't we just leave that talking and leave it until after the preaching? We can go, thank God we have different rooms that we can step aside and talk. But when the word of God is being preached, let us sit down and hear the word. God has a way of blessing. God has a way of meeting our needs at that particular time, because we don't know what God is doing. Thank God this morning, you see the way God moved. We are not the one. Even pastor, we can put program and say, this is the way the Sabbath, we want the Sabbath. But we are not the leader. God is the one that owns his church and is the one that can direct the church. He's the one that knows how will he go. We may say we want to finish by 1:00. God may say, don't finish by 1. Because he's the one that owns the church. He's the one that owns our life. So let's honor him in every instance that we come to his presence. Even if we are not here, even in our homes, I will still get there. Let's honor God in everything we do and honor our spiritual leaders in the church. It is very important. So talking with someone beside you, use of your cell phone, texting friends while in service, we are dishonoring God because he's the one speaking true. That's our sovereign God. So we should not come to church, service, or any program late. I'm guilty of that too. My husband does not like lateness. But God, please help me. I need your help here. So that I will not be making him to be late. And me too. I don't want to be late because we are dishonoring God. Let me tell you, if I'm late to my job, 1 minute, I put in 15 minutes. But I can't be doing it every time because we have auto time that will be checking it. We have our timekeeper. If it's too much, they can call me and with a committee and tell, you know, just sometimes it may lead to something that we don't expect. So if we cannot do that in our secular job, why are we coming late to church? We are dishonoring God. If I mention the time when I slept yesterday, I slept like almost 3:30. I said, God, I'm going to sleep. Whatever hours that I have to sleep, just make me to sleep that sleep soundly, that I will not come late to church. That means we are honoring God. Let's honor him by the time we come to service. There is a set time. Pre-worship prayer is 9 to 9:30. I know America, the system here is different. Some people go to work. God understands. But those of us that doesn't go to work, let's try. The Bible says with God, all things are possible. He's able to help us. He always wants us to come to that acknowledgement that, God, I need your help. Because we can't do it by our own strength. We need God every minute, all the way. And he's the only one that can help us. So, for example, when we go to work, 20 minutes late, like for a week, what do you think will happen with your employer? You are going to work 20 minutes late every day, Monday to Friday. Can somebody tell me from this side? What will happen? If you are getting to work 20 minutes late from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what will happen? I want somebody to tell me. You lose your job. You get query. You get a write-up. You see, you get a write-up. But our God is such a merciful God. But we should not take it for granted. And say, oh, God is so merciful, so I can get late to service every Sunday. It's not good. If we cannot do it in our job, we know what we'll get. Either you get fired, either you get query, or you get write-up. And some supervisor, they are fond of that. They will be checking where you are sitting. 1 minute late, you get an email. Honestly. And God, I'm coming to that too. They are our leaders too. We have to follow their instruction. Like my job now, I have 1 hour to go out to lunch. Sometimes, if I know that I have something to do, I respect them. I go to them. My supervisor, can I get an extended lunch? Because they told us we can do it. And I will request for that. Not that I will just do it, I will just disregard that person. So if we can do that in our secular job, what about our God, our sovereign God, our creator, the one who holds our life in his hand? Let's give him the all due reference. Not only when we praise and worship him, in our actions, in everything that we do, we have to honor him. So none of us will want to do that and be getting late. So why should we be coming late to church service times? Service times already scheduled by our leaders, because it's our leaders. They are the one that this is the time the service is starting. And if we don't have that structure, all of us will just come anytime. But we have to have, you know, like a policy that is guiding us. So we should always look for avenues to serve also sacrificially without being instructed. I know some of us, we are sitting here, we are not in one ministry or the other. Ask God, God, I want to serve you. God is the one. The Bible says we have been saved to serve. Let's see where can we serve. Prayerfully, God will give us, he will minister to us. Let's serve. By doing that, we are honoring God. Thank God, you see, we come all of our meeting days. The church is already clean. Everywhere is clean. Some people are doing that. Thank God for our ushers. Ushers, God bless you all. They are always sitting down there, you know, putting us where we should sit and making sure that we're sitting nicely and comfortably. When the time comes for them to give offering envelope, they will come out and take. So everybody is serving. So we have to honor them. Let's honor God in their lives. They are the one that God has placed there to do the ushering job. Also, we have different ministries in the church. That is the next point. So we have to regard the ministry delegated by the pastorate in the church. We have a lot of ministry in the church. You have the children ministry. You have the... Sorry, that's my ministry. Maybe that's the reason why... We have the children. We have the usher. We have all our sound and media. They are sitting. You see, they are the one putting up. Thank you so much. Oh, God will continue to bless you more and more. So they are the one putting all this stuff. We have our choir. They come here. Thank God for the praise and worship this morning. It went so well, to the glory of God. We have the kitchen ministry. We have a lot of ministry. God is the one, through our pastorate, that formed those ministries. So that each of us, we can have units where we can be able to serve God. So we have to honor them. Please, let's honor them. By following whatever instruction that they laid out, we are honoring God through what they are doing. We are respecting them. We are regarding them. Like the kitchen ministry. When we go out there, thank God that God also is also in the Bible. God wants us to, you know, to honor our age, our elderly people in the church, the aged, the people, our grandma, our grandpa, that we already set a rule, you know, something that guides us that, oh, these are the lines that we want to be when we go there to serve. It's just for orderliness. Because if all of us just go to the kitchen and just grabbing the food, there will be no other, everything will just be in disarray. We just be disorder. But we have set those lines. So please and please, let us follow those instructions. Be at the appropriate line that you have to be and get what you have to get. And you get it very conveniently and you go. So let us honor all these people. They are there. The usher, if they want, maybe some people are doing something, they want to sit in the front. And if they request us nicely to for us to go and change our seat, let's honor them. Let's honor them and regard them. Let's respect them and say, oh, there's a reason for this. We don't have to be questioning everything. We just humbly and sacrificially obey them and say, oh, maybe they have something new. Let me just go and sit where they want me to sit. So each of this ministry also, they have HOM, they have assistant, they have secretary. So we appreciate and follow each ministry instruction, please. By doing this, we are honoring God's presence in the lives of all these people that God has placed over us as delegated authorities. So do not look down on them when they give you instruction. Or we can say, what is he or she talking about? After all, he's not my pastor. After all, you are not my mother. After all, you are not my father. Why are you correcting me and asking me to sit down? That's not nice. Sometimes it can happen that way. But God has placed these people in our lives. And also, when the people in the children ministry, if we instruct or correct your children, agree with us. Thank God, back in Africa, back where we came from, they said all the village, they train up a child, all the community. So when you see a child, even if you are not the biological parent of that child, you can correct that child because that is with law. Because we see everybody that, oh, we are all one. We have to train these children together. So please and please, let us don't look down on the authorities that God has placed over us. By doing this, we are not dishonoring the presence of God in the lives of all these people. Now, we have to be submissive, respect, and obey government authorities. You know, I spoke about our spiritual. Now, government authorities and employers, even the harsh ones, because you have some harsh boss, even the harsh one. God specifically put us there to train us to know how to humble ourselves, to know how to be submissive, to know how to be respected. Because he said, as much as it lieth in us, we should follow peace with everybody. Romans 13, 1 to 2, and then verse 6 to 7. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. You see, that is the word of God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. That's what the Bible says. 6 to 7, verse 6 to 7 of the same Romans 13. Now, pay your taxes. 2, for these same reasons, for government workers need to be paid, they are serving God in what they do. You see what the word of God says? 1 Peter 2:19. Give to, for God is pleased with you when you do what you know is right and patiently endure unfair treatment. There is one, I don't know which version has that ash one, that we have some ash bosses. We have some ash supervisor. Even if they are harsh, we still have to follow their instruction because God placed them there to be our leaders. That is the governing authorities. We should pay our taxes. Let me quickly give you a story of what happened to me a few months ago. I knew that you don't use your cell phone while you are driving. But I was coming from doctor's appointment, and the phone, I turned the phone on, I put it on my lap. I was talking. I didn't know when the cops stopped me. I didn't even see. I didn't know that the cops were around that place. And when he came, he just said, "You are not focusing." And he just gave me a ticket. So I took the ticket. I got home. I said, "God, I'm so sorry, because I'm not supposed to use my cell phone. I said, God, I need your mercy. With this case, I need your mercy. I need you to just have mercy on me." So I put it there. They said I have to go and pay. I spoke to my husband. So we just decided, because I didn't know what to do. That was the first time I got a cell phone, and I went on online. I read it. It will bring points on my license. I said, "God, I just hand this case to you. I don't know what to do." So I went there. I said, "I want to see the judge. I want to go and see the judge." So I thought they would ask me to go and see the judge right away. So I didn't know that they would. I'm going to take the, you know, get the information and put it in the system, and they will send a letter to me. So they sent a letter to me and gave me the day to come and see the judge. So I was waiting. I said, "God, I'm going to say the truth. I was using the cell phone. I have it on my lap. I'm not holding it." So lo and behold, after a few months, they wrote a letter that they postponed it to like 2 months after. I said, "Okay, anytime they are postponing it." God, I just knew. That time that I prayed, I said, "God, I knew you have taken care of this thing, because I knew that I'm guilty. God, just have mercy." So they now gave me a particular day. That was October 13. I prepared. I put that day in at work. I said, "I'm not going to go to work. I'll just go there." I said, "God, but just I thank you, because I know you have already gone ahead of me." Do you know what happened? One day I just took mails. Then I was looking at the thing. I said, "This looks like the same envelope they always send and changing to change the date." So I open it. They dismiss it. So I didn't know how to contain that joy. I got home. I was just rolling as if something bigger. I was just rolling on the floor. I said, "God, I just thank you. I just thank you. I thank you." You see, I realized and I acknowledged that I'm not supposed to use my cell phone. And I asked God to just have mercy. And God, have mercy on me. That's the way we'll have mercy on each and every one of us. So, and number 3, ways to honor our God. We have to honor our parents. My youth, my children, I know they are in their class. We have to honor our parents. when they give us instruction, don't look at us that we are old-fashioned. Even though we are old-fashioned, but thank God, God brought us to this level. To the glory of God. Because sometimes they look at you that, oh, mommy, why are you doing this? Oh, daddy, why? But thank God that we are here and God has brought us thus far to his glory. So please always listen to our instruction, because we cannot be instructing you on the wrong, in the wrong direction. We love you and we want everything according to God's will to come to fulfillment in your life. So always honor your parents. Ephesians 6:2. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Can you go further without promise? Verse 3. That all may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. We can write Colossians 3:20, saying the same thing, Exodus 20:12. So we have to honor our parents. When we honor our parents, we are honoring the presence of God in their lives. So don't look at them that, oh, what are they talking? Are they talking Greek? Sometimes my kids will be looking at me and say, you know what? Let me tell you, I'm speaking British English. That is the best and correct English. Because they will be looking at you, what are you talking about? I said, but you are talking, I'm understanding you, so we understand each other. So why are you looking at me that I see I'm talking something like I'm talking like French? We are speaking the same English. So we have to honor our parents. Even if some of the grammars, whatever they can speak, let's honor them. Don't let's look down on them, because we are dishonoring God by doing that. So we have to honor our parents. We have to honor our elderly people. See all our grandmas, our grandpa. You see them carrying bags. Help them to carry the bag. Sometimes the kids will just be following you and you are carrying two bags. So heavy, you are down like this and they are looking at you. That's not nice. We have to honor our parents by helping them to carry their bag. Even if it's their Bible. Rush there and carry. You will see the way they will, you know, their heart will just bless you. So let's honor our elderly people. Number 5, let's honor one another. We have to honor one another. That shows we are honoring the presence of God in each other. Ephesians 6:5-9. I think I will use King James, but okay. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. Serve them sincerely as you will serve Christ. Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you. As slaves, I think I got a wrong thing there. Can we read Romans 12:10? Romans 12:10 and then 1 Peter 4:9. Romans 12:10. Sorry. I'm talking about honoring one another. Love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another. Let's show honor to one another. Whichever ministry that we are serving, let's honor each other. And say, oh, this is where they have placed this particular sister, this brother. Let me honor them. Let me honor God, because it is with through God that they are doing what they are doing, that they are serving. 1 Peter 4:9. Practice hospitality to one another. Those of the household of faith, be hospitable. Be a lover of strangers with brotherly affection for the unknown guests, the foreigners, the poor, and all others. For our elderly, you can write Leviticus 19:32. Leviticus 19:32, we can quickly read it. That is to honor our elderly people. Stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged. Fear your God, I am the Lord. He's telling us that we should stand up, that we should respect and reference our elderly people and show respect to those people that are older than us. Don't let's look down. Even if they don't have a seat, we can get up and give them our own seat. That shows that we are respecting them. That shows that we reference them. That is, we respect them. So please and please, let's do that. When we do that, we are honoring God. So in our marriage relationship, husband and wife, let's respect each other. Let's submit to each other. Ephesians 5:23-33. We can write that one down. We can read it later. Let's honor God with our life. Let's honor God with our life. 1 Corinthians 6:15-20. You know, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. As we honor God in our life, spiritually, physically, mentally, we have to honor God with our life because He's the one that gave us life. And we have to use that life because we are going to give account to whatever we do with this, our life, our body, our inside. We are going to give account. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually part of Christ? Our body is part of Christ. Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. Can we go further, please? And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scripture says, the two are united into one. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Because we have joined together with Christ, we are one spirit with him. So run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. And the body does not belong to us. It belongs to God. So don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God. You do not belong to yourself. I don't belong to myself. We don't belong to ourselves. Our body, our life belongs to God. So we have to honor God with our body. We can write Philippians 4:6 down. And our body physically, we have to make sure that we honor our body physically. What am I saying in effect is we have to learn to rest. That's one of the things that I learned with the district conference we went. Learn to rest. Mothers, we should learn to rest. Even if it's just for 2 hours and decide that, you know, I'm not doing anything. I just want to rest. A lot of things is being recuperated in our body when we do that. So we have to learn to rest. We have to learn not to worry. We have to don't be anxious. The Bible says we should not be anxious for anything, but we should just come to God with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Be anxious for nothing. We are doing ourselves and honoring our body and honoring the presence of God in our body by doing that. Even though the Bible says our youth is going to be renewed like an eagle. Also, we need to give our body rest. That shows we are honoring God and we are taking care of the physical. And the spiritual, we learn to attend to the word of God. Attend to the word of God. Give attention to the word of God. And mentally, as you give attention to the word of God, continue to meditate on that word. It's doing something in our mental status. It's doing something there. So we are honoring God by doing that. So now, when we honor the presence of God in our lives, all the authority ordained by God, we will be honored. Let's read 1 Samuel 2:30. Because the Bible says, whosoever he who honors me, I will honor. When we honor God, he will honor us back in return. So 1 Samuel 2:30. Therefore, The Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your branch of tribe of Levi will always be my priest. I will honor those who honor me, and I will despise those who think lightly of me. You see, God is telling us, he will honor us when we honor him. He will honor us when we honor those people that God has placed over us as authority, as spiritual authority, as governing authority in our places of work. So when we do that, God will honor us back in return. And we'll be rewarded by God. Our reward is waiting for us there for everything that we do here in this world. So, and we will be loved, and he will be concerned about us. So, brethren, please, let's honor God. Let's always honor the presence of God in our lives. I'm going to round up with this song before we pray.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.